This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I thought maybe you'd come back with Bump Music First Date.
Ah.
Because conspiracy theorists would say all the small things is not about your member.
No.
Commensitating.
Do you ever have a bad first date?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm trying to, I mean.
Sat down with a girl. She goes, I just hate sports.
Well, that's actually not bad. Then you don't have to take your work home with you.
I was like, well, yeah. Sat down, a couple TVs on. She goes, I just hate the sports. They're always on, always everywhere. And I'm like, so what do you do for a living?
What did she do?
I don't know. I didn't think I listened after that. She's like, what do you do? I was like,
I work in sports.
Yeah.
Where did you meet her? On the app?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Probably a bar. And just said, hey, you
so
look
you're
fun.
Old school, which is fine, which
yeah,
is even better.
Good. I mean, yeah.
Lead with my personality is what I try to do.
All this swiping these days.
The worst.
Hey, you know? Or dating shows on the air work, too.
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh,
well,
what?
For Vern, they did.
Yeah, I'd say Vern nailed it.
We did that years ago. I did one of an awful experience.
Were you the one trying to get the date?
Yeah, it was
did you
terrible.
Get to select, like, out of, like, the
I mean, okay. The pool wasn't exactly, I mean, it was, you know, it was, it's not good.
These guys like, want nines and tens.
No, I mean, no, I just, it, you know, it was different back then, but like, not for me.
When I say this phrase, on the come, what does it mean to you?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you better know. I saw the craps tables in Vegas, didn't play.
Oh.
Lost a lot of money playing blackjack though.
I'm glad you brought up blackjack because I'm going to probably play that on Friday after I get done with the Royals Roundtable, which is going to have Kyle Isbell and Michael Massey with Josh Ferner at Hollywood Casino, 6 to 7 o'clock. It'll be a open forum for 30 minutes after Vern does his fantastic job. Opening day is Thursday at the K. So 3:10 first pitch. Going to be 73 degrees that day. Couldn't ask for better weather. Yes, Dusty. I know that there's rain in the forecast, but let's just have some fun. But that stadium opening day, welcome back to the show. And you have some information about maybe the new stadium or where it could be.
It looks like from everybody you talk to, it seems like it's just about, you know, I's dotted, T's crossed that this thing's going to be at 119th and Knoll at the Sprint campus. And just, you know, having the conversations with both people in Arizona, people here locally as well, kind of going back and forth and, you know, connecting the dots and all that kind of stuff. People are more and more talking about it like it is happening, you know, like there's no more well if it's almost like when now it's going to be happening. And the interesting thing about the Sprint campus that I didn't realize and got this information over the weekend, I'm sure you could look it up as well if you wanted to. Do you realize that site is only 10 acres smaller than the sports complex right now where both stadiums are? So 10 acres is not a lot. I mean, that is not a lot. And you're only using it for one stadium. And the stadium is going, from what I've been told, inside where the parking garages are. Do yourself a favor, walk around. around and take kind of a look of where it is. The parking garage is on the Spring campus. They're talking about putting the stadium inside, you know, those parking garages. I was told about 3 weeks ago or so, maybe at the beginning of this month, maybe late last month, that the Royals have reached out to the Jewish Community Center as well, wondering what it would take to purchase that land away from the J as well. Now, I'm told they don't need that land. They kind of just want it to complete the entire, you know, area that they have there. So I know that they've reached out to the Jewish Community Center as well to find out what it is. And I've also been told from multiple sources that representatives from the state of Kansas were down in Arizona. So, I mean, when you're loading up the big people and they're going to Arizona to have these conversations, it's kind of just a matter of, you know, when, not a matter of if anymore, I feel. And more people are kind of talking like this thing is going to happen on the Kansas side. And so that's kind of, again, I'm just putting out what I hear. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, if Missouri makes a last-minute effort, I haven't heard much that's been going on the Missouri side of the state line recently, but there's seemingly a lot of activity on the Kansas side of the state line, and you would think with opening day being here and getting through opening day, that's kind of the next big event that's going to take place for the Royals. And remember, and the Chiefs as well. And remember, the free money in Kansas expires on June 30th, so time is of the essence. You essentially have 2 months now where you have to tell the state of Kansas yes or no, and if you say no, then that free money goes away, and then, you know, we sit here and figure out what's next for these ballparks. And it just feels like from everybody have these conversations with Dusty that Kansas and 119th and all in that area seems like it's trending in that direction where this stadium is ultimately going to end up being.
So let's do percentage scale.
Yeah.
What percentage of Bob Fesco says that it happens to be that location on a scale of zero being absolutely not 100% sold and gone?
I'm about 95%.
Really?
Yeah, I'm about 95%. Yeah.
Just the conversations lead you to that?
Yeah, it just, like, when there's smoke, there's fire.
Because a lady was out in Arizona.
Yeah, right, yeah. Where there's a lot of smoke, there's fire. And what did I miss anything on the Missouri side when I was gone? Did Mayor L come out and say anything? Are we still championing the Crown Center side? Have we heard anything about that recently?
No, my eyeballs were strictly on March Madness, so I don't.
Right,
I didn't really.
Exactly, but I mean, if he would have come out and said something, if there was news, we would have heard it. The fact that you're like, nah, I don't think so, means it's kind of quiet on the Eastern Front, if you will. But I think with what's going on there, that's a good thing. I was talking to a friend of ours who I didn't realize she was 80 years old, lives in Missouri and goes downtown all the time, started a charter school down there. Mm-hmm. She's 80 years old. She's up on technology, willing to pay for parking downtown and all that kind of stuff. And she's like, well, if it moves to Kansas, then it moves to Kansas. No big deal. I just want a new ballpark. And she goes, as far as Arrowhead's concerned, she goes, I'm a season ticket holder for the Chiefs. I love Arrowhead, but it's time for a new stadium as well. And I'm like, you're 80 and you're saying that. Like, she goes, don't let the old man in. Clint Eastwood always said, don't let the old man in. And I'm like, I love your line of thinking. And so I'm listening to her talk. She's 80. She's excited about potentially moving the stadiums to the Kansas side of the state line. And she's been a Missouri resident her whole life, but she understands things are changing. Newness is coming and you've got to embrace the new, you've got to embrace the change. And, you know, I keep going back to conversations I've had with John Sherman over the years about the Battery in Atlanta and how much he loves the Battery in Atlanta. And what that is basically what Sprint Center, the Sprint campus, can be a stadium with an area around it. And then you incorporate Town Center into that as well, being right there. It sets up for an amazing entertainment district that the Royals truly need to compete in baseball today, because they're never going to get the TV rights that the Yankees or Dodgers get. They're never going to get that kind of TV money. So you have to do it other ways. And if you can own all the land and all the businesses around the stadium and every dollar that gets spent there is going back to the ball club, you're going to be able to continue to keep guys like Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione and Cole Reagans and all these guys that we love. You need the money to continue to pay them. And John Sherman has shown already, even without those revenue drivers, what a great steward of this franchise he is, constantly allowing these guys in the front office to go out and spend money and make the organization better. And to have more money coming in, it's just better for the fans.
So one more time, the parking garage at the Sprint campus.
Inside,
is where,
like, you look at the Sprint campus and it's surrounded by a bunch of parking garages. The interior of that is what I'm told where the stadium could be. The interior part of that, like 119th and Nolan, inwards can be the Battery, if you will, mm-hmm. for lack of a better, you know, name. Restaurants, bars, condos, apartments, hotels, office buildings, all of that. and it can be a revenue generator for the Royals. And that's what we need. If baseball's not going to get a salary cap and a salary floor, which, oh my God, you bring up salary cap and floor around Major League Baseball, you might as well be the devil.
And the guy that sat behind you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like that guy.
We're moving.
They don't want to hear any of that, right? They don't want to hear about that. So if that's the way baseball is going to be and we're never going to get a cap and a floor, you've got to find ways to generate that local revenue. And the only way to generate that local revenue and become a player and maintain yourself is one of the better teams in baseball is to continue to generate that revenue to continue to be able to put it towards payroll.
And the important date you bring up is June 30th. Why?
Because that's when the free money expires in the state of Kansas. The star bonds, I say free money, the star bonds expire. They sunset on June 30th. It was a year that they gave them from July 1st to June 30th. You have an opportunity to take advantage of that. June 30th, they sunset. So we've got a true deadline, if you will, in Kansas.
So the end is coming eventually. So all of this hoopla of where,
hopefully,
when,
yeah.
who,
yeah.
why.
That's the Royals. What? I haven't heard much about the Chiefs lately either. Mm. So we'll kind of.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Figure out where that's going as the days move on.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.